So then, Martin, Donegal are Ulster champions for 2018, making up for the disappointment of two recent finals, but deserving provincial winners given the shifts that they put in over the course of the last four games.
Ah, yeah, I thought you'd have to say that. You know, looking at it, I suppose, if somebody told you at the start of the year that you'd won Ulster without having to play either Tyrone or Monaghan, you would take it. So, yeah, definitely good, and a good performance. Probably kept their best performance to last. I thought it was a very organised, well, you know, drilled performance, you know, very professional, you know, never looked in doubt from when we scored the first couple of scores, you know, and then particularly when we got the first goal, the game was over, you know. So, yeah, good performance, and, you know, it's great to another Ulster. We don't win many Ulsters, so it's great to have one.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a boost that we thought the county mightn't have had for another number of years, because after the disappointment of last year and the way we lost to Galway, a lot of people had written off Donegal, so they had that they wouldn't be contenders for Super 8s and they wouldn't be provincial winners in 2018, but that has all changed.
Ah, yeah, exactly, you know, but the only one thing to say, you know, pardon, we don't get carried away now with any, you know, we haven't played any of the teams you're talking about, the Tyrones or the Monaghans or the Galways are these teams, you know, they're the teams that you know you're going to judge yourself on, and you have to put yourself up against, you know. But it's good to be going in, you know, this year you're going in with confidence, having won Ulster, and that makes a big difference. And, you know, your first game's in Croke Park against Dublin, which I think is very disappointing. Donegal had won four games in Ulster. Surely they should have said we'd get a home game in the first game in the provincial champions. But this would be one of the things for winning it, that we get a home game. Our home game is the last game of the three. Donegal having a home game, the last game of the three. That means teams that came through the back door will have a home game before Donegal have it. I think that's very, very unfair, and that's a system that I think they're going to have to take a good look at, in my opinion. I think, you know, if you won the provincial championships, it doesn't matter who. I think the four teams should be at home in their first game. So we should, in my own opinion, I think the opinion of everybody in Donegal, we should be at home in the first game in Balbuffet, and then neutralling away in the next two games.
3 week break for Donegal before they play in the quarter final series of the championship now. Can you lose any momentum over that period, Martin?
No, I don't think so. I think it's great, because they were out 2 weeks every week, you know, from the first round they played, they were out every 2 weeks, which didn't give them a great chance, you know, to, you know, sort out injuries and everything else. So I think it's great that they'll get the injuries cleared up, and you know, now you definitely won't lose momentum. They need a little bit of a break, definitely, you know, considering even this week playing in the heat and everything else. So I think it's great. It's probably maybe the one advantage we'll say is the fact that you won your provincial championship, that you have that advantage, you'll not be playing every week where the other teams will be playing every week. But I just think, I think the break will do Donegal the world of good to get, you know, Neil McGee will be back the next day, and get any injured player you have out there back. So, yeah, I think it's a different competition now. The Ulster Challenge is over, and they've got Donegal, have got to look at that there, and it's a different game. Dublin and Croke Park will be a very serious test, and, you know, that's what you'll need 3 weeks to prepare for that. I mean, they still are, in my opinion, the best team in the country, and they look like, I know people talk about Kerry Oisin, but they still look like that they're a fair bit ahead of everybody else.
But as for this current Donegal team, Declan Bourne getting the mix right at the moment, and I suppose getting that level of experience and unexperienced players, getting them working together.
Ah, yeah, listen, if we look at it, the tactical battle yesterday, when you analyse it, was playing Q McFadden back in front of the full back line, you know, worked a treat. Now, they didn't put much high ball into the second half, and they did test us with high ball the second half, you know. It was important to have Q in there. Now, will you get away with that against other teams that'll be, you know, physically very strong out around that midfield? That's the question you have to have. But suppose, you know, the one thing you do is you change your tactics for every given game, and it really worked, because I thought Owen McNeillis did well in the middle of the field and Owen Donnelly, and most of you are a Fermanagh person, you'd be disappointed in their two midfielders. I thought Donegal in that area played very, very well in the midfield area, maybe to stop that ball going in, but it's just different tactics. But, you know, it's going to be different the next day. You know, can you afford to leave Brian Fenton or Michael Barron-McCauley in that area, or somebody free? It's just different in Croke Park, a different pitch.
Yeah. Just finding then, Martin, Donegal football definitely in a stronger position from where we were this time last year as we head into the first ever Super 8 competition.
Yeah, and it's great to be, you know, going into the Super 8 as champions, and that's why I'm disappointed you don't get an advantage, really and truly. You know, you've been nearly punished for winning Ulster, and that's the disappointing thing. I think it's someone you will see, Oisin will change down the road, that the teams that won the provincial championship will have the first game at home. They tried this to keep it, you know, to keep it interesting for the third game, but that's very unfair on the likes of Donegal having the third game then at home. But I think, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's great. There'll be a great buzz for 3 weeks in the county. And look, enjoy it. We'll not always be there. You know, that kind of county we are. We're not always there, so let's enjoy this. And I mean, this bunch of players have played in seven Ulster finals in 8 years. it's an unbelievable achievement for them. Well done. And look, we're looking forward to, and I say they'll go, there are plenty of hotel rooms already been booked in Dublin for 3 weeks' time.